We have to differentiate between the revolution and the political institution. Iranian revolution was not Iranian revolution. It was Islamic revolution. Therefore, the revolution is far beyond the territory of Iran. Otherwise, the name would have been Iranian revolution. As far as the elements of the revolution is concerned, you can see that there are at least three elements which forms the revolution: the leadership, the people's participation, and the ideology, political ideology, which was Islam. If you consider, for example, if you compare it with a human being, in your mind, you, as a human being, you have three elements. You have the spirit, the soul, and you have the body, and you have the mind, brain. The brain would lead you, the spirit will integrate your body and control and coordinate, harmonize it, and also the body would move. Revolution is almost the same thing. But when you're talking about institution, as I said, it is a building. It has at least four pillars to keep it: military, economic, legal, and cultural elements. These four elements establishes any kind of political institution. The Cuban Revolution, for example, was converted easily after the downfall of Batista to an institution. The French Revolution was the same, because the main goal of the revolutionaries was to liberate their own country. But to some extent, the Russian Revolution was beyond the territory. Therefore, it could easily spread in several neighboring countries, like even China. When I make a comparison between these, among these revolutions, you will see that in these three elements, Islamic revolution is the strongest one. From the ideological aspect, Islam was so much strong in the minds of the people and the belief of the people that they could easily sacrifice everything, because they do not believe only in this world. They believe far beyond this world. Martyrdom, shahada, is not the end of the life in Islam. It's the beginning of a life. But as far as the communism is concerned, even liberalism, death is the end of the life. So when somebody is prepared to sacrifice his life for the revolution, he actually doesn't sacrifice. He gains. He will have a new life, better than the life here. Therefore, as far as the force of ideological force is concerned, if you compare it with communism and liberalism, you will see Islam is much stronger. You could not see the same you see in Palestine, for example, today, that easily the people go for shahada. His mother will kiss him, hug him, and when she hears that her son has been martyred, and say, thanks God for that. As far as the people's participation is concerned, Iranian revolution was not only a class revolution. It was not a bourgeoisie revolution. It was not a proletarian revolution. even if it was not a guerrilla revolution or farmers' revolution like China, it crossed all the classes. All the classes. Which means that not only the students, laborers, farmers, merchants, even staff, white collar employees also participated. And when you compare it with other revolutions, that the extent of participation in Iranian revolution is unique, except a minority who were affiliated to the Shah regime, everybody participated in that revolution.